हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके सो हु स्पोक भागवतम, हु स्पोक श्रीमद् भागवतम? सुखदेव गोस्वामी। हु रोट श्रीमद् भागवतम? श्रीला व्यासदेव। श्रीला व्यासदेव रोट श्रीमद् भागवतम। हु स्पोक श्रीमद् भागवतम? एंड हु हर्ड श्रीमद् भागवतम? यू नो इन श्रीमद् भागवतम देर आर 18,000 वर्सेस। इन भगवद गीता देर आर 700 वर्सेस। इन श्रीमद् भागवतम देर आर 18,000 वर्सेस। हाउ मेनी 18 चैप्टर्स इन भगवद गीता? इन भागवतम देर आर मेनी चैप्टर्स। 18,000 वर्सेस मीन्स यू कैन इमेजिन। एंड दिस ऑल श्रीला व्यासदेव रोट। ओके सो नाउ यस्टरडे वी सॉ श्रीला व्यासदेव। एक्चुअली इनिशियली देर वॉज ओनली वन वेदा कॉल यजुस्वेदा, बट वॉट हैपन्ड श्रीला व्यासदेव न्यू दैट पीपल इन कलियुगा विल नॉट बी एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड, दे आर नॉट सो इंटेलिजेंट to understand the it's a very big subject matter. That is why Srila Vyasadev divided that one Veda into four Vedas. And what was those four Vedas? Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. Repeat: Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. So these four, one Veda he divided into four Vedas. But still Srila Vyasadev was not satisfied. At that time he took bath in the river called Saraswati, and he was sitting in his hermitage. He was very sad. He was not satisfied in spite of writing all the four Vedas. So that day Narada Muni, he came to his palace, hermitage. And Narada Muni is the guru of Vyasadev. So Srila Vyasadev, Narada told to Srila Vyasadev, because you have not glorified Krishna, that is why you are sad, that is why you are not satisfied. So you should write a scripture that describes the pastimes of Krishna. So then Srila Vyasadev wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this conversation between Narada and Vyasadev, Srila Vyasadev, he requested Narada, can you please tell me about your previous life? All of you know who is Narada? What do you understand if I say Narada? He's a Muni. And what he does constantly? Yeah, but what do you see? What picture comes in your mind if I tell Narada Muni? Tu ikade jaun bas. Tu jaun tikade bas. Please, go and draw a flute. Go. Take one page and draw a flute. Go. Huh? What do you understand if I say Narada Muni? Yes, very good. He has what? His Veena. And what he does on his Veena? He sings movie songs. Yeah, Narayana, Narayana. He is constantly, yeah. So this is what Narada is, isn't it? So now, and he can fly. Narada Muni can fly in all the worlds. He can go to the spiritual world. He can come to the material world. He can go wherever he wants. He can fly. And Narada, what he was previous life? Two lifetimes back. Now carefully listen to this pastime. Two lifetimes back, thank you. What a nice silence. Two lifetimes back, Narada was a Gandharva. And his name was Upabharana. What?
Upabharana.
And this Upabharana, he used to sing very nice songs. He was a very great singer. He used to sing very nice songs. But he was very beautiful and he used to sing very nice songs. So he became proud. And one day, he was sitting along with some of the ladies of in the spiritual world. And after that, he was singing some songs, some sense gratification songs. That is not the songs which glorify Krishna. He was singing some material songs. In your terms, he was singing movie songs, film songs, which is not glorifying Krishna. So what happened? He got a curse. Because you did not glorify Krishna, go to the earth. In the spiritual world, there are no worries, no injections, no doctors, no sickness, no fever, nothing. No mosquitoes. So, in the spiritual world, it is so peaceful. You don't have to go for all these problems. But Narada, I mean this Upabharana, he had to come to the earth as a son of a maid servant. He was so rich and very nice in the spiritual world. Now he'll have to be born as a son of a maid servant. Son of a maid. Maid servant means what? A bai. She comes to your house, right? To clean your house. Son of a maid servant. But she was a very nice devotee. But he was very in a, he used to stay in a hut. There he was staying in such raw opulence, this thing. Now he has to stay in a hut. And now it was rainy season. In the rainy season for 4 months, the sages, you know, the saints, they don't go out. Why? Because when it is rainy season, see, all the worms come out, isn't it? The earthworm comes out, all the insects, the ants, everything comes out. So actually devotees, they don't like to stamp on them. That is why they don't go out. So this these sages are called Bhakti Vedantas. Four sages, they are called Bhakti Vedantas, because they don't talk about, hey, what cartoon film is nice, or how much, what is the score in the cricket, or what is the news today, which film is the best, who is the Bollywood star. They speak, oh, what is Krishna doing now? How many friends Krishna has? How many flutes Krishna has? How many, no, he has three flutes. How many flutes Krishna has? How many signs are there on his lotus feet? You know, below our feet, all dirt is only there. But under the feet of Lord Krishna, there are 19 signs. This all they discuss. They don't discuss like us. They are Bhakti Vedantas, they are sages. So these sages, they don't go out. So what happened is, for 4 months, they came and stayed in the house of this boy. Upabharana came as a boy. So in that boy's house, these four sages stayed for 4 months. Not four sages, many sages were there in their house. And you know what? As a small boy, he would do, he will not go to play cricket, or he would not go to watch TV. You know what he would do? Every day he would serve those sages. He would wash their feet. He would clean the house. He would help his mother in everything. He won't back answer his mother. He would clean the house, he will keep it very neat, and then he would serve the sages, and whatever they were talking, everything he would listen. They would talk so big topics about Krishna. He will talk about all his leelas, how Krishna lifted this, Krishna did that, Krishna did this, so many activities. Krishna is a superhero. They used to talk about Krishna, only Krishna. And this all, this boy used to listen completely. His ears are always listening what they were talking about. And when his mother would serve prasad for prasad, he himself would go and serve prasad for all these sages. And then after that, you know, always these sages keep something remaining in their plate, no? That, see, what we serve to, what we offer to Krishna, that is called bhoga. And when we offer, that is called bhog. And after we get it from Krishna, that is called prasad, mahaprasad. And when sages, they eat that mahaprasad and they leave something back on the plate, no? That is called mahaprasad. Because it is eaten by the devotees of Krishna. Pure devotees. Not even me. Pure devotees. So, like Srila Prabhupada and our Maharajas, those people. So, that Narada, I mean that boy, in the second lifetime. Are you following what I am saying?
Yes.
Two lifetimes before he was Upabharana, in the next lifetime, he was a boy of son of a maid servant. At that time, those sages were there in his house. And what he would do is, he took their permission. He said, "Can I eat your can I eat the remnants, what you have left?" You know what he would eat? He will not tell her, "Mummy, I want new plate, I want new chapatis, I want new bhaji." No. He would eat what, and he took permission from them. He begged from them, "Oh sages, can I eat the remnants in your plate?" So he was eating only that prasad. He didn't say, "I want a new plate." He ate only that. And he ate only all that, and he was hearing only Krishna Katha, and then he would clean all these activities you do. But after 4 months, the rain stopped and the sages had to move, because the sages don't stay in one place. They keep on going preaching Krishna Katha. So what happened? Narada in his previous lifetime, he felt very sad. Oh, the sages have gone. But he was very happy because he remembered all their instructions about Krishna. Then one day what happened is, he was only 5 years old. All this happened, he was only 5 years old. Such a small boy, but so intelligent. And that day what happened, one day his mother went to milk the cow. While she was doing that, one snake came and bit her. And she left her body. Now this boy was all alone. He had no one in the world. Only one who was there was his mother. And even she left. What will happen to any boy in this condition? Nothing in the world. But he was very strong because he had heard all about Krishna. So he remembered all those instructions. He also remembered when Krishna is very merciful, he takes away everything from him. So he remembered that also. Now see, nothing, this boy had nothing. Only 5 year old, but he didn't even cry. You know what he did? He just started walking. He started walking towards the northern part. While walking, he saw many shops, and he saw forests. He went through forests where only jackals, tigers, and all snakes, all these things were there. But he was not scared. He was strong. He said, "I want to go and see Krishna." That was his determination. So he started walking, and he went through forests, he went through caves, he went through different places. It was very dark sometimes. So he went through all these places, and finally, after long walk, really long walk, okay, he went from south to north. He went walking, 5 year old boy. He didn't even cry. No one is there in the world for him. But he was confident that who is there if no one is there? Krishna is there. Krishna is there, even if everyone is there, but still Krishna is there. And if no one is there, Krishna is there. So then he started walking. Then what happened? He went, and there he was very thirsty, he was very hungry. But he never cared for those things. He just went walking. And finally he saw a lake over there. The water was very sweet. He took the water and he drank the water. And when he drank the water, he felt very refreshed. And then he saw a big banyan tree. And in that forest, there were no animals. It was free of animals. So he sat down below that banyan tree and he started meditating on the forms of Krishna. He knew that, yesterday I told you, no, Krishna is present in each and every one of your heart in the form of Paramatma, that is the super soul. So he started meditating on the super soul, like remembering the instructions of those sages. He closed his eyes. He was completely thinking only of the super soul. He was thinking only of Krishna. And he was constantly chanting the names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram 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 Hare. He was constantly praying. He was constantly chanting the names of Krishna. He did not drink. He did not eat. He did not sleep. And you know what? After some time, he saw the Lord. The Lord came in front of him. The Lord who is existing in his heart, in everyone's heart the Lord is there. The Lord came in front of him with 4 hands, with Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma. He came, and the Lord was so beautiful. The boy was looking at him, so beautiful. But after a few seconds, the Lord vanished, disappeared. This boy felt very sad. He thought, let me try the same technique again. So again he sat seriously and he controlled his mind, everything, and again the same meditation he tried to follow. It's the same thing again and again he was doing. But he did several times, but still the Lord did not appear. So he had tears in his eyes. He felt so sad. Oh, the Lord is not coming. What I should do? He kept on doing again and again, but still the Lord did not come. Then after that one voice came, was heard. And that voice was, it was said that now you are not so pure enough for you to see me always. So you have to purify yourself. And how can you purify yourself? By chanting the names of Krishna 24 hours constantly. You and I, even one round, it's a big thing for us, isn't it? One round is over, isn't it? But constantly 24 hours satatam kirtayanto mam, you should continuously chant the names of Krishna. At that time you will be continuously, you should chant the names of Krishna, that time you will be able to be with me. So this boy, he continuously chanted the names of Krishna. He was constantly in meditation. Then after that, what happened? Due to his continuous meditation, then he became old. One day he had to give up his body. But at that time he was so pure that when he left his body, he got a spiritual body. And what was that spiritual body? Of Narada. Shri Narada Muni ki? Very good. So this way, if you chant the names of Krishna, we will get a spiritual body in which you will not have to have sufferings. Okay, so I stop here.